and 10:30 on the BBC Red Button.
Okay, now it's 8 minutes to seven. Matt has a big guest with him.
Yes, she won gold in Rio with Britain's hockey side, and they're up for another award tonight. She is keeper Maddie Hinch, joins us on the line from the Netherlands, so there is a little bit of a delay on the line. Now, Maddie, this is the Women's Sports Trust's Be a Game Changer Awards. Just tell us the impact that your win, your gold medal has had that you've noticed in the last sort of year or so.
Oh, it's been absolutely immense. I mean, we've had 10,000 new club hockey members across the country since Rio, and women's hockey participants since London have doubled. So the event has been massive. I mean, we've got our Investec Internationals coming up, and we sold out the tickets for the Dutch game in less than an hour, which just shows how much of an interest there is in hockey at the minute.
Are you getting girls coming up to you saying, you know, I've really been inspired to get into this after watching you guys doing so well in Rio?
Yeah, lots and lots of stuff like that. I mean, I had a tweet last night of a girl that had got into the back to hockey sessions, and she put the pads on for the first time, and now she was like player of the season and things like that. You just see the impact that the sport has had, and it just seems that the whole nation has gone a little bit hockey crazy.
So, yeah, how did you get started in this? Because you weren't in hockey from sort of yay high, were you? You sort of got into a circuitous route.
Yeah, I was actually spotted for my hockey abilities in a rounders field. Apparently, I was incredibly dramatic. So my rounders coach said to me, right, Maddie, we must get the pads on you next season. And I didn't by that, but I think it's my slightly nutty personality that suits the role perfectly. But I've always wanted to be kind of out about in the field and scoring the goals, so I never saw myself being a keeper. But then, yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world now.
Incredibly dramatic and a little bit nutty. Is that what it takes to be a decent goalkeeper in hockey then?
Yeah, you've definitely got to have an elephant element of both those for sure.
Absolutely. Are you still getting loads of free curries? I know that was what was happening in the sort of the aftermath of the Olympics.
I got one free curry on the return, but I can't have too many curries in my diet, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, the best of luck with the awards this evening, Maddie, though. Obviously, a gold medal counts for double anyway these days. So many thanks for joining us on Radio 2.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And actually, on the subject of umpires and referees, which
yes.
You were just answering, Jake was one of the answers. He said, I'm on my way to a cricket match. He's the guy who said, I think referees run around and umpires stand still.
Uh-huh.
Captain Ralph just tweeted me saying, in hockey, umpires run up and down the pitch.
Yes. And in Aussie rules football, umpires run around as well. Okay. So,
all right. Interesting stuff. Matt, thank you very much. Checking in with Bobby, what you got?
Simon, thank you. First of all, to the M8, this earlier accident eastbound between 17 and 16 for Craig Hall. The last of the queue is going through. It is still busy, but it is all moving. M60 on the clockwise side at 12 for the M62. We've still got this lorry fire. The lorry fire is out on the entry slip road from